Coach's Insight continuing here tonight. First time in 2023, Care 93.7, our Atchison discussion continues. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, and we're joined by boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle. Coach, again, we've talked before the break how good of a team or how good your team is getting off to a good start, and a 5-0 record again. You beat Casey Sumner Academy going into the break, and it doesn't get any easier coming out of the break with Highland Park this week. But just how nice was it to get a win going into the break, keep that momentum rolling?
I'll tell you what, it's always nice to get the win when you're going into Christmas break, because it's so long in between. And you don't have to sit on anything. Losing that last game before break sometimes can be just the absolute worst. But you got to put it all in perspective. I thought we played pretty well in December, and we worked pretty hard at the end of December and into the new year, getting ready for the next phase of our season, which is going to be challenging for sure.
Yeah, and it starts with Highland Park on Friday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But how did you utilize that time over break? You know, some coaches had more practice time than others, you know, with the Acacia rules and, you know, working before and after Christmas. It can be challenging sometimes. Do you feel like you were able to utilize that extra time well and turn it into a positive through the break?
Oh, I'd definitely say it was a positive. A lot of that credit goes to the kids and the families being committed to be at practice when they can be. Our attendance was really good for practice. It starts with that. I thought our kids were pretty motivated. I think being 5-0 helps with that always. And I thought we had a pretty productive, break as far as practices go. What that looks like in January, well, that's to be determined.
Yeah, absolutely. You just never know when things flip, and it's going to be a challenging stretch with mid-season tournaments and conference play coming up. But, you know, you sit here at 5-0, coaches can always find some things to work on. What is maybe a thing or two that you worked on over the break, still want to work on, as far as maybe something you haven't liked but know you need to get better at moving forward?
Well, I thought that we got to get better on our own defensive boards. That was kind of from the Sumner game. We noticed that Sumner did a pretty good job on their offensive boards. So we certainly put some attention on that. And the other part is just offensive execution too, and just getting better and getting better at what we do. You know, I really think that's the key. We didn't retool anything or do anything significantly different. Threw a few tweaks in, but for the most part, it's the same stuff we were running in December. We just want to get better at it. I always believe it's better to do a few things really well than a whole bunch of things mediocre.
Can't argue with you there. And easy to say that you may have the toughest matchup on your schedule starting out here in 2023. You're going to see them twice. That's Highland Park, new addition to the Meadowlark Conference. They have played three games. They are 3-0. They're one of the best teams in 5A. They have scored 82, 85, and 95 in their three games. An absolute juggernaut offensively. How do you defend it?
Well, I think that, first of all, we've just got to be gritty and tough and make them have to work for things. Quite honestly, the best way to defend them offensively is to possess the basketball. I'm not talking stalling, because that's not us either. But we have to have better, get valuable possessions. And we have to be able to shorten the game a little bit with our possessions. I think that's part of it. The other thing is, too, is that we've got to take care of the basketball. They do a great job at turning people over, and we have to avoid those things, because they are explosive, like you said, and it's they'll play with you for a while, and it'll be neck and neck, and then all of a sudden they go on an 8-0, 10-0 run, and they'll put two or three of those together in a game, and that's pretty much over from there. So quite honestly, how we execute offensively is going to be a big part of how we keep them in check for their offense.
Very excited to see how this one plays out on Friday night. Highland Park at Atchison, two undefeateds, two of the best in their respective classifications going at it. We'll have these games for you on Care 93.7 on Friday. But, Coach, thanks again for joining us as always. Good luck against Highland Park on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot for the coverage. Appreciate it.